actually very lucky today. We have Josephine in the studio here from one of, I have to say, one of the nicest boutiques I've been in a long time. It's Satara Boutique in Roscommon Town in the Harrison Centre. Josephine, you're very welcome to the studio today and thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Josephine, we just have a few questions here for you now to let our listeners know a little bit about you and how you got to get into business and just some details of your business. So I suppose I'll get started. Josephine, can you tell us a little bit about how you actually got into business?
Well, that's a story.
We've all day.
Because actually, after I had my third child, I developed a thyroid problem and another medical condition as well, which ended up I put a lot of weight on. And I was always like had a lovely slim figure and could just go into any shop and buy whatever I wanted. Mm. But then I suddenly discovered that, oh, I was gone up like in sizes and I had gone up to like 16, maybe 18. And I kind of there was nowhere to buy clothes or very few places.
Right.
So I thought like, right, okay, this calls for action. Something has to be done about this. It was just, and I was a bit embarrassed about having to go in and look for a size 16 like outfit because I was so used to picking up a 10 or a 12 and just going off with it. So I thought, right, what can I do about this? So I started researching just to see if there was outlets that like I could buy from to start up a shop. And I actually mentioned it to my sister and she said, oh, forget it, a shop, no way. And I said, no, hang on now. I said, there's a little bit of a twist to it. And she said, what is that? And I said, well, I was thinking about doing the larger sizes because I said there's a need for them out there and there doesn't seem to be too many places doing them.
Yes.
So she said, oh, that's different. That's a great idea. And we literally went to, we set the shop up and went to England to do our very first buy.
Wow.
And came back with a load of stock and just literally got a shop and opened it and that was it.
Get it up and done.
God. Yes.
Yeah. Just before we go to the next question there, how was it actually going to buy stock? I mean, how did you know what to buy?
It was very scary and we didn't really know, but we just kind of, you know, fashion was a little bit simpler back then, like that length of time ago now.
Right.
So, you know, you just bought basics like and just started with
a dress or
exactly. Well, it was a lot of skirts were in fashion then and trousers. So you kind of bought skirts and tops and blouses and, you know, blazers were in fashion.
Very much so.
And everything was black or navy. Like, so and then you just added the colour with the...
Like
these
days, I suppose.
Was it like a giant trade show or did you just pick a company?
No, it was just warehouses and...
That's incredible.
And because I had lived in England previously, I did actually know that kind of shopping areas where to go to the wholesalers.
Nice, okay.
Because I had worked in Manchester and I knew that areas existed.
Yeah.
So I knew where to go, but it was just a question of, you know. But
should I?
Yes, exactly. But I didn't think too much about it, just luckily enough, because I think if you thought too much about it, I actually might not have done it.
Your mind.
Yeah.
But just another question springs to mind there. Did you come back then and physically put all of the stock into the shop yourselves and hang it up in certain areas and do your displays and everything?
Yes, with no experience at all whatsoever. I had no idea what I was doing.
But I suppose just being a woman, you know yourself.
Well, you kind of
you have a special sense.
Yes. Yes, you do. Yeah, well, you get...
But then not everyone could actually stock out and display clothes properly in the store now. I don't know if everyone could do that.
Yeah, well, I would kind of have a creative streak anyway.
Well, then,
I always did. So I kind of like found that that's what it was. I don't think if I actually did have that, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yeah, you'd need to you'd need to kind of have some bit of a creative streak.
So
we'll move on to our next question now.
How long have you been working for yourself?
I am 23 years next week.
23? We can start a celebration here on Ross FM on World of Women.
Yes,
we'll mention your anniversary next week and we'll send people down to the store.
Yes,
and we'll have a glass of Prosecco as well.
Josephine, did you always want to work for yourself? I suppose you probably answered that in your first question, but did you always kind of, were you always business minded and entrepreneurial?
Well, I think so, yes, because after I got married and I had my children, I lived in England and then we moved back to Ireland and we bought a grocery shop so that we were both self-employed. and you know, kind of to fit in with the children as well. It was a great, you know, because we could have them on site with us, because the living accommodation was with the shop, so we were
excellent.
Together with us. So it was, and then I just decided that I wanted something that was just, that was 7 days a week. So we decided we wanted something that was just a little bit less. So the 6 days was more appealing.
Yeah, because 7 days a week is a lot, especially when you're working for yourself, you know.
And but when you have family and children that you have to look after.
But then there are some benefits of working for yourself. As you said there, you could have the kids on site, which is very, very handy. And you do have a little bit of freedom if there's two of you involved in a business as well, which is good, you know.
Yeah.
Have you always had a big interest in fashion?
Well, I would have, yes, I would, yeah.
You would, and you have a keen eye for it.
Yeah,
we can tell by looking at you today now you do. You do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question now. Do you employ a buyer for your own company or do you buy the clothes yourself?
No, I do all the buying myself. And I would put a lot of effort into my buying, because I feel that's like the day you buy something is the day you're going to sell it, because you have to think about the day you're going to try and sell that garment when you buy it. And you can't buy with yourself in mind. You have to buy. I would be away buying and I would be looking at a rail of clothes and I'd be thinking to myself, oh, that'll suit maybe Mary and that'll suit Joan and that'll suit, you know, you actually do pick things, and more often than not, that customer will come in and buy that particular garment.
And by now, I suppose you know what's the market out there, what's the request, what they want.
Yeah.
Does quality factor highly into your buying decisions?
Yes, I think so. I've always had good quality clothes. Now, they would be more expensive and you can get a lot cheaper versions of everything nowadays. But you do.
You do.
Yeah, you get the quality. People come back to me time and time again and say, oh, I've had this like 10 years.
Oh, that's
fantastic. You're saying like, yes, but you paid, you know, you paid
quality,
for it, the quality, but quality
it really is true, because there's times when I buy nice designer gear and there's times when I buy really, really cheap stuff.
Yes.
And the cheap stuff, you're looking at a few washes and that's the
it.
End of it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But your good quality pieces you'll have in your wardrobe for 10 years, most definitely, how do you stay up to date on the top trends?
Well, I suppose it's really just keeping watching what's going on, like on Exposé, different programmes like that, and just watching the VIP, and, you know, you kind of see see what people are wearing, and, you know, and then like a lot of the trends, once you start looking at a season's buying, once you start looking at your samples, you can see straight away a certain trend is going to be in fashion.
What's next?
Way before anybody is wearing it, because you'll say, oh, that colour is going to be in, because if you've looked at one range and then you've kind of gone on to your second range and you think, oh yeah, that colour was around in the other range as well. So you kind of can pick straight away what colours are going to be the new colour for the season and the new style, you know.
And do you get a lot of inspiration from fashion shows and Fashion Week and all of this for your future seasons?
Yes, we would. But some of that stuff would be a bit way out for Roscommon.
Oh, well,
Depends now, depends.
Yes. I'm just thinking of the last Versace show that I watched, and definitely. Just a little bit out there now, I have
it
to say.
It was for us, I have to say. It was for us.
For us, even, yeah.
I don't think I can send the ladies of Roscommon out in things like that, can I?
So do you have particular times of the year which are busier than others?
Yes, we would find like coming up to Christmas now, you know, that'll be a really good time because everybody loves to buy something new for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And and then you'll get like kind of from Easter on again, because you get communions, confirmations.
Oh, yeah.
And then you run into kind of the summer season and you get the weddings. Now, of course, there's a lot of weddings at Christmas time of the year as well, but, you know, you get them nearly all year round nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
is there a particularly quiet time of the year for you, or does it kind of take over all year?
No, November would be very quiet, and then kind of like January after, you because you're in sale in January.
Yeah.
So once the first kind of month of the sale is over, like so towards the end of January, February then is quiet. Then it picks up again in March for the communions and confirmations.
But I suppose in kind of all the fields, them are the months that is going a bit quiet.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
no matter what you are doing, January, November, February, it's going to be
quiet. Even February is a quiet month, I think, for everybody.
And, it is.
You know, it's
so
after
that's
Christmas.
Normal.
Just a little few questions now about yourself personally, Josephine. Are you from Roscommon originally?
No, I am actually from Offaly.
All right.
Yes.
Right, the Midlands.
Yes.
Not too far, really.
No. It's a lovely county.
And how long have you been in Roscommon?
I am, that's a good question. 1989, I actually came back from England. I did my Leaving Cert in 1979 and left Offaly and spent 10 years in England. And then I came back in 1989, married with three children. And I'm back since 1989.
And did you open your grocery store in Roscommon initially?
Yes, in Kiltoum, yes.
Ah, right, okay. And how long are you in your fashion retail business?
I'm in that 23 years.
23 years, yeah. That's fantastic. Do you ever have to travel to fashion shows yourself?
They're not so much fashion show. Well, I suppose it is a fashion show, yes, but it's a different type of fashion show. It would be like where all the different companies come together in a big hall and they all show their wares. Just go from one to the other and just look at what they have to offer.
I'd say that's very exciting.
It is.
I mean, I would love to have to do that. So yes. Let's just go and
can
look
we
at
join
fashions.
You next time?
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
It's hard work.
I'd well believe it, because having to work out in your mind what you're going to buy, it's always.
And do you hold fashion show for your own store? Because I remember actually a few years ago, I was one of the models on the show that you were also in there involved.
Yes, we would do a lot of fashion shows, yes. Every year we'll have maybe two or three. Now, they're not as popular as they used to be, but we used to do a lot of them. We could have five or six in the year.
Oh, wow.
But we'd still do, you know, if anybody asks us to do one, we always do it.
Well, you should let us know the next time you have some coming up, and we'll mention it here on the radio as well, and we'll certainly go ourselves.
Yes.
Who is your favorite designer that you stock at the moment?
Well, probably Avalon, in the sense that it's kind of for the lady of my age group, I suppose. And I love their stuff and I wear a lot of it. But we've surprisingly, quite a few Irish designers left in the trade, believe it or not. We would have Personal Choice as well as Irish designed.
Oh, right.
Kate Cooper is Irish designed. Libra is Irish designed.
Oh, I didn't know that about Libra.
Yes, Ella Boo and... There's a few more as well, yeah.
That's great that you stock so many Irish designers as well, and it is great to actually be able to go and buy their stuff.
Well,
locally.
Yes, it is, absolutely. Support your,
How do you feel about the designs coming from Irish designers at the moment? Do you feel like they're ahead of the posse or they're bang on trend?
Well, they can be bang on trend, but it's fashion is very difficult at the moment because it's like wide trousers are still in fashion, but skinnies are still in fashion. But you see, for Ireland, we were like 2 years behind in skinny jeans and skinny trousers.
I swore I would never wear them, and I live in them now.
Yeah. And
But I swore I would never wear them.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's a bit confusing, and like dresses are in fashion, so is skirts. Normally that doesn't happen, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's either one or the other.
It's usually one or the other, you know. So it's a bit kind of, you know, a little bit all over the place at the minute. Yeah. Yeah, very much of a mixture, you know.
Do you feel any of the 90s fashion is coming back in again?
Oh, yes.
I've noticed that big time over the past few weeks.
Yes,
and I'm seeing it seeping in again.
Yes.
And it wasn't exactly a wonderful fashion
period. No, it wasn't really, no. And, you know, a lot of people, like, then, as a result, come in and they look at a garment and they'll say to you, oh, that's old-fashioned.
Yeah.
It's because they've seen it before and they think, oh, that was around before. They assume it's...
But it's slightly different.
But they're it's meant to be modern.
Exactly.
But I walked into a store the other day and it was like walking back into 1998.
Yeah.
What's the deal with these velvet shoes and stuff?
Yes.
I'm thinking, and the
velvet is coming in. Yes.
Velvet's a big thing for the last 2 years.
Yes. I'm sorry I threw out half my 90s gear now at this stage.
And tell us, have you ever considered becoming a designer yourself?
No, not really, no.
I think you probably could, you really have a keen eye for fashion.
All these years of experience, you know yourself.
Yeah.
Do you feel, probably seems like an obvious question, but do you feel how a woman dresses is important to how she feels?
Oh, most definitely.
Absolutely, yes. I would agree with that myself.
Definitely.
And I think if you put an effort into how you look, you certainly feel better. And sometimes, I know it's terrible to say, but sometimes you're treated differently.
Yes,
how you dress is very important.
Yes, it makes a big difference these days. You know, most of us, we go out there and as who we are. But at the end of the day, if you have a perfect outlook,
Yes.
When the door is going to be open for you straight away before you open your mouth.
Yes, absolutely. That's true. That's very true.
And there have been tests done on this as well. Like you get somebody in a suit walking down the street and they ask for spare change and people hand them €2.
Yes.
And then you get somebody dressed shabby and they ask for spare change and they're completely ignored.
Of course, yes.
And that's all just about an outfit.
Yes, it is.
At the end of the day.
And so what advice would you give to anyone thinking of starting a retail fashion outlet?
Well,
don't do it. I'm kidding.
I think if you asked me that question about 8 or 9 years ago, I was always a great one for saying, oh no, go on, just do it, like it's give it a go. But the last 7 to 8 years have been really tough, but we've survived them, and there is a bit of a little spark coming back. I can just see it year.
I can see it.
So
as well.
I would say to somebody, maybe just not right now, but just
wait,
and get the niche in the market. And
I think that makes you successful today and who you are, because you went through all the stages.
Yes.
You were up and you were down and up again.
Yes,
what separates a successful business person and entrepreneur from non-successful is the person who just sticks at it
and never gives up, keeps trying no matter what.
That's the bottom line, because the recession, it nearly killed every retailer in Ireland.
It did.
And to be still in business in a retail environment after that recession is nothing short of a miracle. So congratulations, Josephine.
You are an example today for us and for all of us out there.
You obviously provide an excellent service with quality products. I mean, that's the reason you're still in
business. And actually, I know I have friends now. I live a bit outside Roscommon, and I have friends coming to Roscommon to your shop to have a look for a wedding dress.
Yes, very good.
Are you doing wedding dresses as well?
No, but for a wedding outfit.
For a wedding,
Well, I'll be certainly visiting a lot more in the future. Josephine, just coming to our last question now. Would you consider opening more stores in the future?
I might have done back in the past, but not now. I think
you're happy to have
I'm
one.
Too old now.
Not at all. Are you serious? Not at all. But the store that you have is it's a work of art, really. I was so impressed when I walked in.
We were there the other day, actually. We only popped in for 5 minutes and straight away I spot a yellow top. I love yellow.
I saw some dresses I wanted instantly when I walked in the store, but it's laid out.
So we might
perfect.
Be back.
Yes.
Yeah. But I feel personally, sometimes it's better to have one excellent location than to have five or six just okay locations.
And I think your location is just in the best spot you would be in.
It is. It's perfect. Well, Josephine, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you here on Ross FM today, and thank you for coming in to give us the interview. And we hope to see you very, very soon in the near future.
Perfect.
And we'll pop in for a glass of Prosecco next week.
Okay. I'll remember that.
Thank you kindly, Josephine. Cheers.
Thank you very much, girls.